A week before Thanksgiving, I explained to my abuelita about the Indians and the Mayflower, how Lincoln set the slaves free. I explained to my parents about the Purple Mountain's majesty, one if by land, two if by sea. The cherry tree, the tea party, the amber waves of grain, the masses yearning to be free, liberty and justice for all, until finally they agreed this Thanksgiving we would have turkey. As well as pork. Abuelita prepared the poor fowl as if committing an act of treason, faking her enthusiasm for my sake. Mama set a frozen pumpkin pie in the oven and prepared candied yams, following instructions I had to translate from the marshmallow bag. The table was arrayed with gladiolas. The platter turkey loomed at the center on plastic silver from Woolworths. Everyone sat in green velvet chairs we had upholstered with clear vinyl, except Tio Carlos and Toti, seated in the folding chairs from the Salvation Army. I uttered a bilingual blessing, and the turkey was passed around like a game of Russian roulette. Dry, Gilberto complained, and proceeded to drown the lean slices with pork fat drippings and cranberry jelly, esa mierda roja, as he called it. Faces fell when Mama presented her ochre pie. Pumpkin, calabaza, was a home remedy for ulcers, not a dessert. Tia Maria made three rounds of Cuban coffee. Then Abuelo and Pepe cleared the living room furniture, put on a Celia Cruz LP, and the entire family began to merengue over the linoleum of our apartment, sweating rum and coffee, sweating rum and coffee, until they remembered it was 1970 and 46 degrees in America. After repositioning the furniture, an appropriate darkness filled the room. Gilberto was the last to leave.
I'm Krista Tippett. Hear more of Richard Blanco's poetry, as well as my entire conversation with him, at onbeing.org.